Hey gang, welcome to another episode of Backlog Barbecue. This is Alex, and I'm joined by Ari and Ted.
Hello.
Hi.
You totally preempted that. How are you going? How are you doing, Ari?
How am I doing, Ari? I'm doing okay. Oh, come on. You know exactly how I'm doing. I am doing Final Fantasy 14 and nothing else.
Doing an up the butt?
What?
No.
I don't know.
But
yo!
Lots of Final Fantasy. Not up the butt.
You can't wish that on everybody.
Okay, not even Final Fantasy 14, I suppose.
No, I meant like butt stuff.
Butt stuff?
I don't care what you do, but like, you know, maybe other people don't want to talk about butt stuff all the time.
Okay, yes. We're definitely going to be talking along those lines. Well, not exactly the butt stuff later on, because we did get an email about that. How are you doing, Ted?
I'm doing okay. I got a lot of stuff to do professionally, and so it's like, you know, doing lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. So let's talk about stuff that happened in Comic-Con. It's exciting this weekend. They announced Uncharted, the movie. Holy shit, we're actually getting it.
And then what about that Last of Us movie poster?
There's a movie Oh, that's right. They had a teaser for that. Yeah.
That looked good.
Yeah, that looks good. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like still. I just want to see Uncharted first. Last of Us is not going to be for like another 4 or 5 years, probably. I don't know. That's just what it seems. Tonight, actually, they have like a. I don't know how I missed this, but they have a reading of choice lines from The Last of Us live in Santa Monica with the director Neil Druckmann, along with 5 of the cast and the guy responsible for the soundtrack, and I completely missed the tickets. I was like, and it's like right by like where I work, so I'm like, great. But I don't know. I mean, you guys played Last of Us. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna play it again in 3 hours.
Oh, that's right. It unlocks at about 9 p.m. Lucky bastard.
No. Okay. Last of Us is the last PlayStation 4 game to not have a preload option.
Oh, okay.
So, unlock. Which is worse, because today, that same exact time, Rogue Legacy does unlock. So, I'll be able to play while I play.
Ah, I see. Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what? Yeah, okay. whatever.
Okay, everybody's kind of like off kilter today. But I wanted to talk about, I guess, you know, The Last of Us, because, like, Anthony has never played it, so we're planning to replay through the whole thing again. I mean,
I think you guys are, I'm not.
Well, yeah, I know. we were talking about this, like, way after, like, you know, like, you know, we talked about this on the podcast before, like, you know, I'm not looking forward to that one section in Philadelphia, I'll be honest. That's, like, one of the slowest sections in the fucking game.
I don't know. For me, I was just not that into the gameplay as much as I enjoyed the story and the presentation, so I don't really have any desire to play it again.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to look great on PS4, but I pretty much got the gist of it. I don't need to play through the whole game twice.
So the gameplay wasn't really something that you...
No, I got bored, really.
Wow. I don't know if I got bored with the game.
The only thing that kept me playing was the storyline. I felt like it was like 10 hours too long.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've
I guess
been,
I'm kind of weird, though.
I never got that far, so I can't talk. Backlog
barbecue. Yeah. Ted, you gotta get a little bit closer to the microphone. I think you're like, the volume's a little bit like...
Oh, no. I actually was muttering that because I was embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's what this podcast is called, Backlog Barbecue. I mean, I know for a fact that we are all playing the same fucking game, and then by the time, like, Anthony comes in and gets his PS4, we're gonna be still playing the same fucking game between the three of us. Who am I kidding? We're all playing Final Fantasy 14.
I'm a level 20 carpenter. I'm good at wood.
You are good at wood. Ugh.
I am a level 32 carpenter, so
Holy crap! Wait, you can make, like...
I can make dyes.
Wait, you can make dyes now?
I can make dyes and furniture, in addition to all the other stuff.
Wait,
I can make a little bit of dyes. I don't know you could make dyes.
I just unlocked it just a couple of levels ago.
Wait. How can you make dyes? I thought alchemy is the only one that can make dyes.
I can make dyes.
What? I'm not gonna deny that you can dye, but I mean, I thought you could only buy dyes at the dye shop.
No. Like you can make dyes.
No, I mean, I just started. I got my.
This is the worst conversation.
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't play an MMO, it's going to sound really boring. But yeah, I just got my botany over 30, which means I can.
I don't even use dyes.
I can get the right materials out of these trees to make dyes now, and I can also make dyes with.
I'm just going to replace all of the stupid gear I have anyway, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't need to dye it. Maybe when I get to 50, we'll start dyeing this. But until then, I'm just going to sit around with my Lego style outfit, you know?
Okay. So about these dyes, what kind of shit do you need, Ari?
It's a material you get out of a tree. Botany material.
It's a botany thing. You're talking about you do it with carpentry. I'm like, this carpentry shit you're doing. I don't know how you're getting dyes.
Carpentry is what's making the dye.
What?
Botany is
okay. Yeah. What?
Unless I'm crazy, man. I could boot up the game right now. I'm not sure it'll work with the podcast.
No. But... I'm not calling you a liar. I just don't understand, Daddy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. But I'm just like, my impression was that alchemy is the only class that can actually, or crafting class that can do this. But this is blowing my mind, actually. No, okay, so are these dyes for furniture?
Maybe.
I mean,
I have no idea. I haven't actually made any yet.
Because, I mean, I made furniture, and it didn't give me the option to dye furniture, so I don't think that might be it. But it just kind of is like blowing my mind right now that the carpet.
I'm not going to boot the damn game up because I don't want to be wrong about this.
That's right. You could. Yep, it just showed up on Steam. Ari is now playing Final Fantasy XIV: A Realm Reborn. You could have even gotten it on Steam.
And there goes the podcast.
All right. Well, this is what I wanted to be doing anyway.
I know, right? I think we're pretty much like all like booting up the. Well, I'm not right.
I
by
could
my game.
Boot it up, but my weakness is since the item sets don't carry over. If I logged out as a miner, that's what I'm logging in as, and good luck changing. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have any item sets, and I'm not doing that stuff manually. Good God.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't know. This is weird. I'm like looking at like tutorials and stuff. Anyways, so okay, that's cool. I mean, I saw your progress. It's a pretty lengthy progress through Final Fantasy XIV, my friend, for like being only around for like about a week.
Yeah, it's nice not having a day job.
That's the excuse.
I found the part in Old Da where you can trade in your old confession. Stuff. Do you have any of your old 1.0? No, you never played 1.0, that's right.
No, but I did use the game key from 1.0 to register, so I have a bunch of like bonuses.
And there's a place you can actually trade in old 1.0 items for 2.0 equivalents. I found it.
Okay, I am in the damn game. I'm going to find out the answer to this question. Crafting log. Okay. Special recipes. Housing. That's where all the furniture is. And dyes.
What color can you make?
Everything from snow white to regal purple. And the material is pigment.
Dude, what the fuck? Snow white? Yes. Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket. Well, there you go.
Yeah, it uses ice crystals and wind crystals and a pigment to make all these colors. And I've got like probably 20 or 30 recipes here for different colors. Okay. So... pretty extensive, but yes, it is, for some reason, under woodworking.
It is for housing, though, it seems like.
I don't know. No, used for coloring anything from cloth to metal.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, these are just dyes.
Jesus Christ.
So what if you ever need some royal blue dye or some, you know... Wow, there's like five different kinds of blues. This is kind of crazy. There's like five blues and like four purples and...
Wow.
Five greens and tons of colors.
Yeah, this is the all color podcast today. We're going to be talking about dyes in Final Fantasy. This is pretty amazing. I will check it out. How is your progress so far? So you're at a part of a game where Ted was like really like kind of like blown away. Well, not really blown away, but was really surprised that they actually did this in an MMO. And I was kind of surprised that they did this too. And they executed it so well that it's kind of very difficult to talk about it. like on a podcast, but it's like I feel like we need to talk about it because it's like it does have some sort of gravitas.
And sorry, kinda... if you're talking about the storyline content that I just got to, then yeah, I'm not going to say a damn thing about it on the podcast because it's just way too spoilery. Mm-hmm. But suffice to say, this is a MMORPG that has a storyline that you actually get a bit involved in and has characters you actually care about. And interesting things happen.
Shit gets real. Yeah, shit gets real. I think those were Ted's exact words. Shit gets real. I am at the part where shit got real, and I'm like, oh, I think I know exactly what part you're at.
Yeah, I used those exact words, too, when I was talking to a couple of my friends on here.
Oh, yeah?
So, oh, wait, I think that's pretty much what everybody says.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have a couple of friends on our server now.
Oh, wait, really?
Yes, really.
Who?
My friend... Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
This isn't podcast stuff. Podcast stuff. Right, but yes, I have friends on the server.
Okay, sweet! Just need to add them to Aeons if they haven't been already, so...
They are already in.
Okay, sweet! All right, we're slowly, like, getting everybody in there. That's really cool. I'm really excited about that. I am envious because you guys are experiencing a lot of this content for the first time, and I still remember every single event that happened, which I don't know if you guys know this. You can go to the inn and actually watch all the cutscenes that you missed.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. They actually have like all the, that's really nice. Every cutscene that matters, you know, is still in there.
Mm-hmm. And you can watch them. And if you wanted to see the different versions of it, because I think I mentioned to you guys that if you change the language to Japanese, it changes some of the cutscenes. You can do that. You can do that right there. So that's a really good option. And then later on, there's actually like a toy that you can play around with while you're inside with the toy chest, because you get a toy chest. And then when you get your artifact armor, you can actually store all your artifact armors in the armoire. So you don't have to like carry it around or give it to a retainer.
I don't have any artifact armors.
I do, because they were rewards for the collector's editions.
Wait. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're talking about the helmet?
Talking about the three helmets, yeah. The Moogle cap, the Helm of Light, and the Onion Helm.
Those are all artifact armor?
Those can all be stored in the Grimoire.
Oh, nice. Okay. Ted, you'll be getting your first set of four at 45.
First set of four what?
Artifact armors. There's five pieces, yeah.
Well, golly gosh!
Yes. So you're almost there. You're like level 42, right?
Oh my god. Yeah, 43.
43, okay. So you're about two away, and you'll be able to go on a quest to get part of it.
I need a quest to get myself to level 44 so I can continue the story. I'm locked out till I level up. I'm kind of annoyed.
How's the dungeons going?
People are still stupid.
I mean, you can probably... Do you have the daily roulette, the duty roulette?
Yeah, I'm afraid of it.
You can get some really good experience from that, though.
Oh, I know that. That's not the point. I don't care how much experience I get if the people I'm with are, like, rock dumb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, what's that for? I'm going to run in it.
I haven't had any problems yet, though.
Stone Vigil isn't that hard. It's a little tricky, but for God's sakes, the last boss, there's one strategy. It's dodge, right? Please dodge.
By the way, confirmed. I've now confirmed that you create dies with a saw.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, my carpenter pulled out her saw and created die. from purple pigment.
Wow.
Which came out of a tree.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
Now we gotta get botany up. Damn it. Well, I'm pretty excited for you.
Wait, you don't have botany?
No, I have botany, but I don't have it as high as you guys.
I'm level 20
in botany
now. Don't
want to. It's extremely boring to
level. No, 19. I'm 20. What level am I? No, I don't remember.
I did see a trick to leveling it a little bit faster, though.
What?
You know the leaves that you can take?
Mm-hmm.
Take two of the leaves for botany, complete them, but don't turn them in. And then go to get another leaf for botany and find the one that basically there's ones that are like trials where they kind of rate you based on your performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen those.
With more experience, you can get like a 10% bonus or a 25%
bonus. I got the 25% bonus. I was judicious.
So basically by having the two completed leaves in your quest log but not turned in, you can force the the test version of the leave to show up, so you can get that bonus on that one.
Whoa.
So that's a good way to level up Botany a little bit faster, but not much.
Tiny bit faster. Okay, all right.
Well, the other thing is those leaves tend to really, you know, they put a lot of trees really close together, basically. You're just grinding out experience as you're doing them, and then you get experience for turning them in, and it levels you a lot faster than just wandering through the forest.
Well, what's interesting is, like, there was some weird shit, like, in the gathering log, because, like, it said, you know, like, I was looking at my level 1 to 5, and it said, like, what is it, like, Wind Crystal? And it says level 30, like, you know, Summerford Farms, and I go over there, I'm like, there's no fucking trees here! How the fuck am I gonna get this? This is not right! What the fuck does this mean?
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like, you know, there's, like, a gathering log? It's, like, the second option, and it said, like, level 30, Summerford. I'm like, wait, there's no fucking trees here. The fuck does this mean?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's really weird, but anyways. So, that's cool. Trials. You were fighting Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all kinds of crazy. So, yeah, I've played a lot of MMORPGs in my life and done a lot of raids and a lot of everything else. But I don't think I've ever had quite as much fun as I've had with the Trials in Final Fantasy XIV. And so far, I've only done two of them, Ifrit and Titan. And just the first time I fought Ifrit was, of course, at, you know, E3 2013. And that was awesome then with an announcer talking over our shoulders saying, hey, don't step in the fire.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing.
Yeah. Here's a tip.
The Titan battle, which I did for the first time last night, was just incredibly fun. It's got great music, great mechanics, and it's just so much more fun than anything else in the game so far, I feel. So from what I've been told, the end game stuff is just that on crack.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to level 50 and just starting the hard mode stuff.
I mean,
I hope it's not terrible. You know, it's great at level 50. There's so many additional four-man dungeons that they've added. Not just new dungeons, but the hard versions of old stuff is a different story. They don't recycle the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in your spot, Ted, because you're a little bit further in the game, do you find, like, that the content, like, in general, like, the dungeons and the trials just kind of got way better, like, at your part of the game?
They have definitely stopped holding my hand. I actually had some trouble tanking Stone Vigil the other day, and I don't know why I was having trouble tanking, but it was extremely difficult.
Wow, extremely difficult. I
don't know. I think the healer was just overhealing. I don't know. I can blame anybody, but I actually had a difficult time, and was what it was.
It seemed like it's a good challenge, though, because you came out of there and you were like, holy shit, that was fun. And I was like, wow, okay, that's cool.
Oh, no, I love fun fights. What was a fun fight was, God, there's a lot of fun fights.
You haven't fought Garuda yet, though, right?
No, I'm going to soon.
Yeah. So that's kind of a hint to you, Ari. You're not going to fight Garuda for a while.
Yeah, well, it was a long time between Ifrit and Titan.
So yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah, I want to say, like, Ted, do you remember if there's, like, still dungeons between Titan and Garuda? I think it was, like, Aurum Vale. I want to say it's Aurum Vale, Darkholm. I forgot, like, the names, but, and I know Stone Vigil is definitely one of them, because Ted just finished it, so. Yeah, I'm stoked for you guys. You guys are experiencing the content, and then, like, later on, once you get to 50, holy shit, like, just fucking, especially if you try to level your your Grand Company ranks, I mean, you know, that's when you guys will be able to unlock more shit, so that'll be really cool. So, like,
I've already started doing that. I've ranked up twice so far.
I'm a sergeant.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's actually really easy to get up the ranks and stuff. Like, if you even wait till you're 50 and you just keep buying shit, like, you know, the ranks, it caps off. And what's interesting too is it only lets you go up half of what its potential is, which means they haven't figured out the other half of the ranks yet. So, and that's pretty much like for all the grand companies. So, yeah, definitely, like, you know, enjoying, like, you know, seeing you guys experience this game, and I'm glad you guys are having fun. I mean, that's great that we can all fucking play this game.
Yeah, it's great, except I spent all day chopping down trees and
chopping down broccoli. He's chopping broccoli.
It's definitely fun.
Go ahead, Ari.
That's all right. I'm good.
You guys own PS4s, right?
Yeah.
You want to play MP3s on your PS4?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, you cannot do that starting this holiday season.
You now do that or not do that?
No, they're going to add it in the firmware before the year's out, so we can all shut up about that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
What other news, mm-hmm. It is now confirmed that any game you own on PlayStation 3 downloaded will not carry over to PlayStation Now.
Wait, oh, really?
Yeah, it's been confirmed.
I don't know how they're going to basically, like, handle that service. It seems...
Have you been in PS Now lately? The prices are changing.
Are they?
Yeah, seems a bit better now.
Bit? Okay. Bit? I don't think a bit is going to be enough.
No, it seems a bit better. Okay, yeah. I got Critter Crunch for free, so I grabbed that just to have it again.
Okay.
Nothing like vomiting rainbows into your child's mouth.
Nice.
But, you know, one thing, Ari, that you and I have both played is something else. Nax Rizzle.
Oh, right.
Naxxramas.
Absolutely.
Stop playing Final Fantasy.
I know, right?
I don't want to.
Stop it. Close it now. Dude, we can all do this after we fucking get off of here. Come on.
So there's three things you can do in Naxxramas. One is the regular stuff, which you have to do. Then there's the class quest, which challenge you to beat with predefined decks. And then there's heroic mode, which is just awful for fun reasons. I wanted to talk about Naxx a little bit. You beat it on your first try?
The first one, yeah.
I didn't find them difficult, but the fun thing is, so the gimmick with Naxxramas is each person you go up against has a hero power that's like way more broken than anything you've seen, and that's not in heroic mode yet. Like, Myaxna has a power for 3 mana, can basically sap one of your minions, which means take target minion, it goes back into your hand. Whoops. Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, Ari.
Here's a much easier example to understand. The paladin has an ability that for 2 crystals can create a 1/1 creature, right? One of the enemies that you're fighting in this can create a 3/1 for the same amount of resources. Ah. So it's very raw.
Oh, no, I didn't even get to the best one. So the same one I was talking about, Myaxna in heroic mode for 0 mana can sap 2 of your creatures.
He is.
Yeah, and the 3/1 becomes a 4/4 for that.
4/4, right?
Yeah, the heroics are... Yeah.
But you only need to beat the heroics to get a card back. But beating each challenge gets you a new card, and then having confirmed you beat all 3 gets you a legendary. So I've got the legendary. It's okay. It's a 2/8 with death touch.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing that there isn't reward for each win in heroic. The only time you get the card back is to beat all of the wings, right? Then you get the card back.
Because it would suck. Well, but it would suck to try to like get this one card you needed, but heroic was so damn hard, you know?
Yeah, but you think it's fine with it. It's just the gold versions of the cards, you know? It doesn't change balance.
Oh, no.
It's just for...
The only way to get the gold versions of the card is to craft them. Ooh. Yes, you're wasting dust to get to craft gold versions of those cards.
Great.
Well, is it fun? I guess that's like my whole thing is like...
It was fun for a while, but I got through the entire wing minus heroic mode in about an hour and a half.
I'm not sure it's worth like... What is it? How much are they asking per wing?
$5, right?
Well, that's if you buy them bundled, right?
Oh, but well, I don't know.
More?
I don't know. The fact of the matter that I think people are just going to play it to get the new cards because that's the only way you can get the new cards.
Yeah, I ended up buying it.
So did I. I think there's some nice cards. Some of them are situational. There's a one card that's a 0/2 that when it's killed spawns a 4/4 and it's only 2 mana. But the gimmick is that they have to kill it, and no one's going to purposefully kill it. So you got to find a way to get them to kill it.
Yeah, so you give it taunt or you kill it yourself.
You have to do something. But it's a relatively cheap card for what it gives you. So a lot of these are very situational.
Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty much what you guys said. It's just a means to disseminate the new card so that it could go into the ecosystem. The guys can go back to, like, you know, arena mode and then fight other people. I see.
I guess
it's also, you know, it's single-player content that is, for a short while, compelling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's some really funny parts. It's all of it's played for comedy. So basically, I'm fighting this guy, and a lot of their cards are themed, and they're mostly Naxxramas cards, but there's a few non-Naxxramas cards that make sense, like Cultist. And then someone plays Sea Giant, and Kel'Thuzad pops up and says, "Sea Giant? That's not in the approved list of Naxxramas cards."
Yeah, something
What's
like
that about?
It's definitely on the silly side, especially considering the seriousness of this particular raid from WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very different tone, the way playing it out.
All of it's played for comedy. Like, when you go up to fight Maxna, Kel'Thuzad will say, "Maxna is a giant spider!" Like,
wow. Okay. That's weird. I mean, how do you guys feel about that, though? Considering that I don't think there really was, like, a context when the game came out. I mean, stylistically, you know, thematically, it's like, all right, this is World of War, you know, this is Warcraft, that's a card game, but I don't think they actually established, like, what kind of tone it would be, like, whether it's comedic
That's actually not true. They definitely established a comedic tone, and I think this fits perfectly. The time that the tone is established, you might not remember, but it's during the tutorials. Because the tutorials that you're forced to play through to unlock your first cards have this very funny, lighthearted tone.
Hmm.
And this follows suit perfectly.
Okay.
I think they were consistent and correct in their approach for this expansion content.
Mm-hmm. Ted, you were going to say something?
No, I was, and then I decided not to.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. It's very easy to forget all the stuff that happened, like, in the beginning of the tutorial, because you never see it again, and then you're just grinding out fight after fight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, like, the giant creature that gets played?
Yeah, and then there's, like, they tell you how to beat it, but it's, like, all part of this gimmick.
Yeah, but it's, like, when it goes onto the battlefield, it's actually enormous. It's, like, bigger than all the normal creatures.
Whoa.
In
terms of the screen space, it's really funny. You may have not seen it because you might have won the tutorial too quickly to see it. It's, like, the last resort that the enemy plays. But, yeah, you should play through the tutorial and try to lose as hard as possible.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess my question then is, like, is there, like, a accompanying storyline for Naxxramas? Like, what's the whole point of what's the story behind that Nax? Like, why you're going through the wings again and stuff?
There's none.
There is none.
No.
So it's just purely single-player content. And
it's single-player content to give you a little bit of something to do, to give you a few new cards, and to kind of remind you to play on your nostalgia if you're a WoW player. But that's about it.
So pretty much, like, if you're getting this specifically for single player only, would you get something out of it? Like, if you have absolutely no intention of playing multiplayer for some reason.
If you're never going to play multiplayer, but you do enjoy playing against the computer repeatedly, then yes, you'll be getting new cards, you'll be getting new opponents. It is definitely something compelling. I do think it might be a little too expensive if you're paying cash for it, because it's not a lot of content for the amount of money that you're paying. And considering what amazing complete games you get for $5, asking for $5 or more for what amounts to maybe an hour of gameplay.
Oh.
Maybe two, if you're trying hard on the heroics. You know, it's not a lot of gameplay, but I don't really feel like I got ripped off paying $20 for the whole set. I feel like it was a pretty fair price for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's because they've given me so much free content over the last few months that I kind of feel like I couldn't possibly be selfish about this.
Yeah. Given that, you know, there's a lot of good cards. Yeah. Okay. Well,
are you any good, though? Or are you? Wait, you beat me the last time because you got better draws, asshole. Yeah,
my cards suck, though.
I almost have a complete collection. I'm not kidding.
Wow. I can't even imagine how much you spent on this.
I'm going to do something really stupid. Do a search for Blizzard and order from. Oh, sweet Jesus.
How many are you seeing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Well, when you buy Naxxramas, you actually get a special order thing.
Hmm.
They say, is that Ted I smell? It is. Crushgore was telling me that you're heading into Naxxramas. Bold move, friend. Bold move. That's my receipt.
Wow.
That's my damn receipt. And it's from a guy named Krizgut, the goblin inventory manager.
Wow.
Anyway, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And how much per receipt?
Let's say average $10. No, 15. Okay, so about $300.
Okay, so that's pretty much what you told us a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been high, any higher. Okay.
You haven't added another 100 or two since then, have you?
No, I need to cut back a bit, so I'm cutting back a bit.
That's true. All right. So that's.
Well, I am still going to be opening a ton of packs soon and recording it, so that will
eventually
get on the site.
You're going to get a legendary.
Not there quite yet, but should be within the next week or two at the most.
So, I guess my other question would be, like, this is all tied in, like, some sort of Blizzard account, right? So, for example, if I play this on my iPhone, it's portable to my PC and et cetera, right?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. You can log in from any device that has Hearthstone installed on it.
Okay.
Using your Battle.net account.
Ah, sweet.
Uh-huh.
I just need to remember my Battle.net account.
You'll get a free thingy for playing on your OOPad.
Yeah, I need to install my iPad first. I actually looked at my iPad recently, and I was like, oh, look, there's, like, a shit ton of games that I bought that I haven't played, like Infinity Blade 3. And I'm like, oh, that's right, that did come out. That's how quickly, like, the interest waned on that. But that being said, I am curious about Hearthstone, so I'll probably check it out. You know, at least I can be like, hey, you know, like, you can watch TV, roommate. You know, go ahead. I'll just huddle over here with my iPad and start, you know, playing this game. And then, I don't know, it'll be between that and Final Fantasy. Ooh, that's going to be something.
I wish that the trade skills were a little more brainless, because it actually forces you to pay attention and click a lot.
Oh, in Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy 14. Yeah, we're back on that again.
Because we like the game.
It's fun.
I've been snooping around Ted's gear like the past couple of days and stuff, because I was like, I wonder how Ted is doing as far as gear is concerned. So like, I don't know. You guys know this, right? Like, there's like a Final Fantasy app on your phone.
I have it on the phone, and you go and
and you can also check your friend's gear. You guys know that, right?
I should get that app.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could. Let me see what I can get, because you actually can research all the quests that you have available, like for part of the main storyline, and I think also as part of your class.
I'm almost done with 2.0.
Yeah, with 2.0, yeah. And there's like an item database that they have. They have the craft.
Yeah, they've got everything. Along. They don't hide anything. It's like, yeah, you go here and get it. I was trying to find out where I could buy some of the carbonized matter so I didn't have to mine it, and it is not sold by vendors.
Carbonized matter?
Yeah.
Really?
Not dark matter, carbonized matter.
Catalyst. Grade. Oh, dark carbonized matter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I found one for...
Daddy, I'm not having a good day getting all the carbonized matter. I can mine it, or I can botanize it, but I gotta tell you, I just smashing on the button trying to get it out of them things.
Yeah, I have... I pretty much, like, have my character, like, all logged into on my phone, and then I can easily just check on everybody's, you know, like, levels and achievements, and... Do you guys see like how high you guys are with regards to rank, like on your specific brand companies? I put that on the chat today.
I saw that, but I want to pretend I didn't see it, because it's really funny, because I didn't realize I was high as I was.
Yeah, it's just that every time the way that you get that is every time you gather like grand company seals. That's it. So if you do a lot of fates and you do a lot of stuff for the grand companies, that's how you get all that shit. So that's how, you know, that's how that shit works. So,
oh, yeah, I was trying to get enough seals so that I could get my Chocobo, and then I ranked up a couple of times. So I probably earned like 7,000 seals or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you got a Chocobo out of it.
Yeah.
So how is that? Because now you're like, hey, look, I have a Chocobo now. Because before
I don't need the sprint button. Hell with this.
Yeah. Well,
The chocobos, all right. I mean, I have two other mounts because of, again, the collector's editions. So
yeah, but now you can
I wasn't
use
able
them.
To. Now I can use them. And the thing about the chocobo is now I'm trying to like, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I stable the chocobo, and then
until you get to level 30, and then you can learn to fight with your chocobo.
Well, I've already done that. The chocobo can fight now.
Well, yeah, that's the best because
the problem. You know what's annoying about that though?
Mm.
If you're going to queue for a dungeon,
yes,
you can't.
You have to. Disband the damn chocobo. It's mm-hmm. like, why couldn't they figure that out?
Somebody asked Yoshi P that at E3, and he just kind of bowed his head, and he said that the way that they have the chocobo companion set up is integrated into the party member system, which is why they can't do it. So mm-hmm. yeah, so they're trying to figure out. They said that they're working on it, but not actively because they want to get the expansion out and the content updates. But it is in the cards for like the 3.0 stuff.
There's a very easy solution to this problem.
What?
Whenever you accept to go into your, you know, dungeon, disband your current party. How hard is that?
No, because they actually like parry. There are some duties that can only have one person queued. Like, for example, the roulettes, you can only have one person queued for that. And the chocobo technically is person number two.
Well, you know, WoW is Q is solo or Q is party. You can make that choice.
But it's two different technologies. You're talking about, like, you know, WoW, World of Warcraft, who's been around for, like, what, 10 years now?
10 years, and they're just getting back to redesigning some of the characters. It's like, holy guacamole.
All I'm saying is they can fix this problem if they choose to.
I think they could, but, you know, it's a matter of how much resources they have versus how much time they have.
Well, I personally think it's more resources towards new content or fixing old shit. Right now, they're doing a decent enough job fixing the current shit and actually adding more shit to begin with for us to experience. And I'd much rather have them go towards that route so that we can, you know, find out what they have in store for us in the near future. Because like
I couldn't believe how much stuff they had in the patch notes for 2.3.
Oh.
And that just went on and on and on.
You actually read through it?
I didn't read it all, but I read the parts that I thought were interesting.
Yeah. It's
like when I was sitting there for like 10 minutes looking through it, and I decided to look at the scroll bar to see how far I had gotten into it. And I wasn't even a third of the way through after 10 minutes. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is a lot of patch notes.
Yeah, they have pretty much figured out how to create a development environment where not only can they have updates like these, but also have like a full team working on the expansion. So right now, like 2.5, from what a lot of people are saying, is the last content update for this cycle. And then mm-hmm. they're going to start talking about the expansion pack, which is... And this is, again, what they said. It's a full version 1.0 above 2.0. So we're talking, like, the exact amount of content that 2.0 launched with is the exact amount of content that 3.0 is going to have at launch.
Does that mean that's how much they're going to spend on it?
This could still be years away, though, can't it?
What's that? I'm sorry.
This might still be years away, right?
No. No. We're very close.
You think we're very close to version 3?
Yeah.
How close?
I want to say a year.
A year. Okay, yeah. Maybe a year. Yeah. I know they have 2.35 in the works.
I'll tell you this. 2.4 is coming out in October. That's just kind of like how their cycle is. 2.1 came out in December. 2.2 came out in April. 2.3 came out in July. So naturally, 2.4 is going to be in October. And then 2.5 is going to be around February or January.
So expansion pack next summer?
Yeah. And we're talking, and again, to reiterate, like we're talking a full game, a whole game's worth of content when it comes out in the summer.
Like, I wonder how much they're going to sell it for. I wonder if they're going to bundle it with the entirety of the original game, or if it's going to have to be purchased on top of the original game.
I mean come on, if you look at Blizzard, they've basically launched expansions at full price. They're going to do the same thing for 14, especially if they launch with new jobs.
So thinking $39.99 or $59.99?
$59.
Wow. I'd gladly spend that much.
I think, and this is just conjecture based off of where I am at in the storyline, they are fully capable of introducing a brand new continent.
Yeah.
Like a whole new continent. We're talking, we're in Eorzea right now. We still have the East. They have introduced characters from the East in the storyline in 2.2. So that's a teaser. That's a teaser for you, Ted, but they have introduced characters there because the Garlean Empire, their actual capital, isn't in this map.
And then there was that tease at the end of the 2.3 trailer where they have that city that's like walled off from the world.
Ishgard.
And they're all like, yeah.
I think you're there right now. Are you in Corythus?
Oh, so that's part of Ishgard. Yeah. Okay, so that's why they're so screwed up over there.
Yeah.
No, I already finished in Ishgard, or Corythus, but wow, those are some screwed up little people over there.
But now you realize why there's so much... See, that this is what's so awesome about this game. When we start talking about it, it just naturally ties in with the lore. Like, you know, like now you're like, oh yeah, there's a teaser after like 2.3, and now you're like in that spot, and you're like, now you understand why it's so fucked up and how that could happen. You know, like there's...
Yeah, I get it. I mean...
Yeah. So, and then once you get to that point in 2.3, it even leads up further into that, because there's some shit that happens in 2.1 all the way to 2.3 that pretty much, like, is, you know, they kind of figured out, like, you know, some stuff about stuff. This is terrible. I can't even talk to you guys about this.
I'm getting there. I don't know how much I'm going to play today because after I get off, I'll have a few hours, and then Rogue Legacy is out. And I have a feeling it won't just be on PS4, but it'll be available on my Vita as well. And so I'll have something else on my Vita. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I want to do that too. I want to get Rogue Legacy.
I think our title for this week is going to be Final Fantasy 14 Vague Cast.
Vague Cast? I know,
Vague
right?
Vague Cast.
We're just talking about the game, but not really saying what it's about, because yeah. That's a spoiler. Because
that's the thing with this game, is like there's so much lore and story to it that it is almost like you're playing a full Final Fantasy, which it is. I feel like this is a full Final Fantasy. It's just,
yeah, the only problem is that the same amount of storyline is spread out across hundreds and hundreds of hours of gameplay.
That's true.
So it's like it's there, but there's a lot of gameplay in between each chunk of significant story.
That's true.
I mean, if you're following the main storyline, you know, there's a lot of like... There's a lot of questing and a lot of storyline stuff that happens, but in terms of like the really significant plot points, those are few and far between.
Yeah. What they're doing though is kind of interesting. Is they're using a lot of the side stuff that you've experienced in the main story, and they're using those as kind of avenues towards the harder difficulty dungeon. So you remember that party that you saw like arguing after?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That they just released that though. Like,
yeah.
That's 2.3 stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, remember, Ari, like, Tamterra, you got out, you talked to Mion, and then you look to your left, and then there's, like, this bunch of people just talking and blaming this white mage for some shit.
It's all the healer's fault. No, it's the tank's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, but oh, man, so yeah, good.
Exactly, so...
I like that they went some there with that. That wasn't a one-off.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, this is like the finale of that, which is pretty crazy. So that is just a side story that it's just like, hey, by the way, there's that. And then, you know, there was a question that somebody posted about maybe 4 or 5 months ago about are we gonna find out what happens to that couple? And then, you know, and then Yoshi P said, yeah, actually, we're planning something. And then, of course, 2.3 comes out and there you go. It's like it's probably, in my opinion, I've played pretty much all except the Stone Vigil hard mode. It is by far like my favorite new dungeon out of the three that they've introduced. So
cool.
We're talking about Tamterra hard mode. So it is really creepy. It does give you shivers. It's kind of that.
I have to admit, I got a little spoiled on it.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God. If that's where they're going with it, that's...
Wait, how far did you get in getting spoiled? Like,
I read the entire walkthrough of the dungeon.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Once you unlock that shit, just fucking play it. I want to know what you think, but...
Vague.
All right.
I know, it is totally vague. Fuck. No, but again, really happy that you guys are joining us. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm excited... I'm kind of not excited for you guys when you guys are going to do the Atma grinds, because that's not fun.
I've heard, what is the drop rate on this stuff?
1%. Yeah.
And you got like how many this week?
I had 9.
What?
Okay, I had one on I had one on Sunday, two within 2 hours on Monday, one on Tuesday, two within 2 hours on Wednesday, one on Thursday, one on Friday, and then one on Sunday.
So what is the process exactly?
So in order for you to get to even start that whole quest line, you have to get your relic weapon. The relic weapon quest gets unlocked once you get your final artifact armor, right? And then you talk to you finish the game first, because you can actually get your artifact armor chest before you finish the game. But you have to finish the game. That is a requirement. Then you go back to your your job trainer, and it'll give you a quest to get the relic weapon, which is basically the most badass weapon in the game, or so you think. So you go through one quest, and then you finally get it. Yay, awesome. But then you also kind of like have to... You get a relic weapon quest at some point, and then you go through this very extremely long quest line to just get the weapon made, because it's broken. It's just a shell of its former self. So you have to repair it, so you have to find like a blacksmith who can actually repair it and get it to its original form. This will take you to two more trials, three hard mode trials. The two different trials are separate trials that are separate from the hard mode trials. You're going to fight chimera, and then you're going to fight like a hydra, like that's separate from that. You have to go through three dungeons, and you have to get like expensive materia and like a base weapon, which will probably cost you about, depending on your class. Well, for you, Ari, it's going to be like about 180,000. Ted, you're probably, since you need a shield and a sword, probably close to 400,000.
What, the shield is a whole other thing?
Yeah, the shield and the sword, plus the materia that you have to infuse to meld with the shield and the sword is, yeah, that's that. That is just the relic weapon. So you got the relic weapon. Yay! Now you have to upgrade it to Zenith, in which case you only need 900 Tomes of Myth, which you get about 100 Tomes of Myth for each dungeon that you play every single time. You can keep repeating, or doing hunts, which is really quick.
So 9 more dungeons,
Or a bunch of hunts, yes. Hunts, I would recommend. And then you basically upgrade it to Zenith. Once that happens, now you go through a quest line called the Zodiac Weapon quest line, and that's how this bullshit starts. Your first step is to get 12 Atmostones across 12 different low-level zones, and the only way you can get it is if you grind Fates. That's you have your Zenith weapon equipped. That is a requirement. Which means, if you change to another character that does not have a Zenith weapon, that will not drop. Yeah.
So you have to basically be doing low-level Fates on your level 50 character.
Yes.
Which is completely pointless, aside from hoping for this 1% drop.
Well, to be fair, you do get a lot of money for it, and you do get a lot of company seals for it.
Right.
And that's useful, especially when you're getting into a higher level grinding for your crafting, because you can use those seals to actually buy grand company items.
Wait, so you're telling me each Fate, once it's completed, you get a 1% shot at the item you need?
Yes.
So in theory, for every 100 Fates you complete, you'll get one of them, of those items. And how many of them do you need?
12.
So you're telling me that you need to fight 1,200 Fates on average?
Yeah!
Is part of the main storyline?
No. This is to get a weapon that is basically eye level 100. Because when you get Zenith, you get an eye level 90, item level 90 bow for you. And of course, Ted's, shield and sword.
But their storyline...
Shield and sword is good combination for stabbing and not to be stabbed.
But there's storyline stuff happening, because you said it takes you to three new dungeons or three new...
It ties in some of the stuff that you've already unlocked. Once you basically finish the game, it's all wide open.
You are unlocking new stuff while you're doing this, right?
Absolutely. So the Chimera fight is brand new. The Hydra fight is brand new. The hard mode dungeons, the hard mode trials, there are quests that start those. And incidentally, they actually unlock in the order that you have to do the relic quest, relic weapon quest in. So the new order that you're going to go through is Ifrit, then Garuda, then Titan. That's why people are saying, oh yeah, wait until Titan, because he becomes the hardest enemy, the hardest trial that you're going to face out of the three that they've introduced you to in the storyline.
I mean, he is made out of rock. I consider that he's pretty hard.
Yeah, he is the hard. He is hard mode. He is
okay. So,
hard mode.
Assuming you go through all this madness and you fight 1,200 fates in order to get 12 of these items that you need, and you get your awesome weapon, then what?
Then you get to upgrade to your Animus weapon, which is an item level 110. Yeah, okay. Item level 110.
Wow, they got this grind thing going down.
Now,
so what happens after that?
You need to buy that you need to buy 9 books. Each book costs about 1,500 mythology, tomes of mythology, and each of them have different requirements. Say there's different pages to this book. One page actually has 10 enemies that you have to kill, each of, like 10 of each. So that's about 100 enemies you got to kill. There's a list saying like, oh yeah, you need to go through all these dungeons. These are all the fates that you have to gold, meaning you cannot just come into that fate and like be bronze. You have to go do gold on it, and then a bunch of leaves that you have to do. Once you complete all 9 books, which is pretty fucking expensive already, then you get to upgrade your Animus weapon to Novus. Novus is even more of a grind fest, but unlike Atma, both Animus and Novus feel like you're actually progressing somewhere. And the best part about Novus is that the attributes are completely customizable. So you can have a different Novus weapon than anybody else right next to you. It's just you gotta work for it.
And it'll be useful until next summer?
Yes.
You know, if Sean were still on this podcast, he would have gone nuts by now.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
True that.
Yeah, but I mean,
right, it's so absolutely out of his goddamn mind insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
Going through this whole process.
Yeah.
You want to unlock as many of the dungeons and boss fights as possible.
Yeah.
But you don't give a fuck about the actual weapon. At what point can you stop having unlocked pretty much everything you need to unlock?
What do you mean?
Instead of grinding through 1,200 fates, can I stop before that and
absolutely.
Have already unlocked everything I need to
absolutely.
Unlock?
Absolutely. Okay. So here's
this sounds like not a lot of fun, so I don't think I would want to do it.
You're not supposed to do it and actually grind on it. That is a big mistake people do. Because I'll tell you this. The Binding Coil of Bahamut, which is the 8-man raid that they have, coils 6 to 9 nets you, or drops, item level 115 weapons, which are basically equivalent to the item level 115 Novus, which the only problem is you can't customize those. Novus you can, but if you wanted to go through it and finish the entire game with just like those, you know, those weapons at like item level 115, you're more than welcome to do so. You don't need the grindy Atma stuff. In fact, I can probably get a better bow right now at item level 100 just by going to do like the Binding Coil of Bahamut, or even Circus Tower, or even Crystal Tower. And the reason why Yoshi P said that they wanted to make it difficult for both ways to get the gear is so that, you know, well, if the people who don't want a raid still want a good weapon, well, they got to work hard on it. And the people who, you know, who don't want to grind on it, they can still work for it, but they got to work really hard and actually play the game, you know, to do it. So you really
all this stuff is pretty much optional once you've unlocked the dungeons and bosses.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm probably not going to bother with this at all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go as far as I can with the quest chain until I've unlocked all the bosses and dungeons. And
yeah. Well, either way, you're going to go through them anyway because you'll be doing the raids. You know.
Yeah. But you said that I had to actually have that specific weapon.
Oh no! I'm talking about two different avenues to get those high level items. So I'm talking about, okay, you can go to the Atma route and get your, you know, high level weapons there, or you can go through the raids and get it from there too. But they're not going to be the exact same weapon. It's just that it'll allow you to actually progress through the game. So in other words, you have two sets of item level 100 items And there's two sets of item level 115 items. It's just the manner in which you acquire them is completely different from each other. You get what I'm saying? So it's either you want to raid or grind the shit out of the game. It's all up to you.
I just want to fight the tough bosses.
Then go through the raids and you'll get those items.
All right.
Yeah. And that's what I like about the system is you don't need to grind it. You can grind it from time to time and be like, well, I'm here. I'll do a fate here. Oh, look, duty finder. All right, pop in. There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we've beaten the Final Fantasy XIV thing to death by now.
Yes. Until, of course, yes. Anthony jumps in.
Did you know that that show on the internet, Naked News, where all the people like do the news while they take their clothes off, will leave their clothes on when they talk about things like the war in Israel and Syria?
No.
They leave their clothes on for that one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Also, the plane crash? Oh, yeah. Clothes stayed on.
They've been around for a long time, since the 90s, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I just like to make fun of the fact that these days, it's just really hard to take your clothes off when you're talking about this stuff. It's just bad.
I guess so. I never really thought about
everything's,
that.
Oh, and that Last of Us live show is on Twitch and starts in 1 minute.
Oh, nice. Then let's get this shit done then. We have one letter from Lewis. He writes, "Dear Backlog Barbecue cast, what games have you platinumed?" I don't remember, Ed.
Oh, I actually do remember this because I was just looking. In no particular order, Sound Shapes is one of the easiest games in the world to platinum and counts for each PlayStation platform you have it. You own, even if you've never even played the game. Just transfer your save over, free platinum. I have also platinumed Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate, which actually isn't that hard to platinum. I have platinumed Gravity Rush on the Vita, which is a little bit of a challenge, but if you're good, no big deal. And I have platinumed Virtue's Last Reward, which is required to see the full ending.
Okay. How about
that's
you,
it.
Well, if we're just talking about PlayStation, then Heavy Rain and Infamous 2. That's it. Oh, Final Fantasy 13 too as well.
Oh.
But if we're talking about everything across anything that has a type of achievement, then we can also include Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers 2013, Costume Quest, Critter Crunch, Call of Duty 2,
Carcassonne. Oh yeah, if we're talking about Steam,
Nobi Nobi Boy, Wick, and Fable of Souls, and Brothers.
If we're talking about Steam, I platinumed Super Monday Night Combat. That doesn't matter. Wow. All I have to do is get to level 20, and then you've platinumed it. That game is officially dead, by the way. They're on making something else. I don't know what.
So much for that. The only ones on this list that I really care that I platinumed are probably the two Call of Duty games.
Oh, nice.
2 and 4. Because those are pain in the ass to beat on veteran.
No, totally.
But, okay. That's about it.
Last question. What was wrong with Ted on last week's podcast? What's so funny about Spooky Costume Party? Is this an inside joke? Thanks.
Say it out loud and imagine it. It's not funny. It's like a spooky costume party. Hey, we're going to have a costume party, but either we're all going to be dressed up as spooky or it's going to be a haunted costume party. The whole concept is ridiculous. I mean, we're just hanging out, having a costume party, and then a spook comes along and goes, "Hey, let's get some pizza at Pizza Hut." And everyone looks around like, "Yeah, we're gonna get pizza, but not from Pizza Hut. They're terrible." You know, that's your spooky costume party right there. The ghosts just want, like, they want to go to Pizza Hut and get the pasta. Nobody fucking does that.
Oh my god,
as soon as I get The Sims 4, I am going to throw a spooky costume party.
Nice.
Yeah, but you have to have premium for that.
Oh, fuck.
That's right.
Ooh. That's
okay,
right. That's how
this Last of Us show has opened with a bunch of talking heads and people with beards. I hate it already. Mm-hmm. It's like, when we were developing The Last of Us, I wanted to know if people were so immersed in this game, and then here's a close-up of a thumb on an analog stick. I hate it already.
I see. All right. Well, thank you for that email, Lewis, of course. And I do apologize for the Final Fantasy talk, but we love the game. Deal with it.
I actually am coming off of it a little bit because I have to grind to do the story some more. And it's like, but now I've unlocked like this new thing, which is a reputation quest. It's like, Jesus.
By the way, like, Ted.
Low level roulette.
I gotta say, there was a post on the forums on Final Fantasy, and it was just talking about the origins of random number generators in computer science, but posted by a Japanese guy. So I want to read about a computer science-oriented introduction to random number generators and non-deterministic seeding in Japanese.
Wow.
Because I'd probably get a kick out of it.
Hmm. It'd be entertaining.
Because I read enough Japanese, but I also read a lot of... I mean, I develop websites for a living. The thing about you have to understand about random numbers is that none of them are literally random because it's impossible to make a random number.
Yeah, there's got to be a seed of some sort.
The seed is generally what time of day it is.
Mm-hmm. Which is why the theories about Atma revolve around time.
But here's the truth. It's a lot easier to just use the stuff that's been in the C programming language for 30, 40 odd years than to invent your new like random numbers.
Mm.
It's... Why would you do anything more difficult?
Yep. Well, I just realized that I actually need to get armor smithing and weapon smithing because I don't have a single level endo. So
you don't?
Nope.
I am going to take my last two martial classes, which is archer and lancer, and then I'll have taken every possible class to take in the game.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm leveling them up all a little bit. You know, you never know what you're going to want to pull from something.
I'm pretty happy about that. And oh my God, in October we get ninja. Holy fuck.
But you're going to have to take rogue first. Rogue is the class and the ninja is the job.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God.
Hey, here's a question.
Yeah.
If you have multiple characters on a server, can you transfer items between them?
I want to say there is a way, but I don't remember because you
probably mail it, right?
You can't mail it to somebody who you're not friends with, I don't think.
You can't friend yourself
if you're both offline.
Oh,
I know.
I know. Technically, in Final Fantasy XIV, you don't ever have to create a second character because your one character can be everything.
Yeah,
I know. But
at the same time, you kind of want to have a different class or race.
Running out of space in my retainers. How do I buy a third?
Yeah, my retainers are full too. So
how do I buy another one? I couldn't find it.
If you buy, you have to go to a Mog Station.
I did. There's nothing there.
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
is a third retainer a premium purchase?
Yes.
A third and a fourth is a premium addition.
How much is each one?
I am logging in right now.
I'm logging in right now. You tell me where it is, because I will buy one right now. Wait, is it per month?
Yes.
God damn it!
It's a monthly fee?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
fuck all
optional
that.
Services. Optional services, I see. World Transfer Service, buy Fantasia, and then veteran rewards and shit.
Account services,
Okay, I'm going to account services. They let me...
Retainer service.
Oh, there it is, retainer service. Let's find out how much it is to buy an additional retainer.
$2? $4 for 30 days for two additional retainers.
And you can't have more than four. You know what? I'm not completely full yet, so let's just stop.
Just sell your shit.
Yeah, I never know what I'm going to need to craft with.
Jesus. Fucking focus on one and then move on.
I wish I could get other people like Sydney into this, but Sydney's off playing Star Wars The Old Republic, which I keep forgetting is a goddamned BioWare game, and yet I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. $4 for two additional retainers, which that's why I sell my shit, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I have a bunch of bags.
Oh my God!
Here.
Holy shit, okay, this Last of Us, they're sitting on a couch on a stage. Oh my God, this is so cool.
Okay, well,
good night, everybody.
Good night. We're gonna be checking this shit out. Email us at backlogbbqpodcast@gamerhorizon.com. email us and we will answer all your questions. So until next week, we're gonna play some more Final Fantasy or watch this. So check out our podcasts and, you know, and all that stuff. Facebook.com/GamerHorizon, GamerHorizon.com, and Twitter.com/GamerHorizon. So next week, we'll see y'all. Bye.
Bye.